Last night, conservative radio commentator Rush Limbaugh resigned as an analyst for ESPN's NFL Sunday Countdown because last Sunday he said this about Philadelphia Eagles quarterback Donovan McNabb, who's African American.
I think what we've had here is a little social concern in the NFL. I think the media has been very desirous that a black quarterback do well. Mm-hmm. We're interested in black coaches and black quarterbacks doing well. I think there is a little hope invested in McNabb, and he got a lot of credit for the performance of this team that he really didn't deserve.
The defense carried this team, I think.
Limbaugh says he resigned to take the pressure off of ESPN. Commentator Bob Cook says Limbaugh's mistake was not so much that he brought up race in sports, but that he linked race to athletic ability.
Believe it or not, Sunday was not the first day Rush Limbaugh mentioned race during ESPN's Sunday NFL Countdown. On an earlier show, he decried the NFL's policy of requiring teams to interview minorities when they're hiring a head coach. So why didn't anyone get upset over that, but now Limbaugh's off the show? He was ignorant of sports history. You can talk about racial issues, but once you start talking about them in relation to the abilities of a specific person or group of people, you're in big trouble. Let's look at a few of the more infamous cases. Los Angeles Dodgers general manager Al Campanis is on Nightline and says blacks don't have the necessities to be managers. Instant end of career. Jimmy the Greek, the old CBS NFL pregame show gambling expert, gives an interview in which he talks about black athletes being superior because of slave breeding. Instant end of career. Now, those are extreme cases. An even closer parallel comes from Isaiah Thomas, who in the late 1980s remarked that if Larry Bird weren't white, he'd be just another basketball player. That may or may not have been on Bird's mind this summer when he became president of the Indiana Pacers and fired the team's coach, Isaiah Thomas. Of course, if it weren't for discussion about abilities, or lack thereof, such inventions as sports talk radio wouldn't exist. But it's dunderheaded on so many levels to bring race into it. Limbaugh also said, "There was a little hope invested in McNabb, and he got a lot of credit for the performance of this team that he didn't deserve. The defense carried this team." If that's all he said, he would have been okay. Wrong in a football sense, but Al Sharpton would not be threatening to hold press conferences about him. There's more than hope invested in Donovan McNabb. The Philadelphia Eagles have given him a $100 million contract. McNabb has gone to the Pro Bowl after leading the Eagles to the last two NFC Championship finals. You could make a case that his lower-than-average completion percentage shows he was dependent on his teammates to bail him out. Not a strong case, not the kind of case that sounds knowledgeable on a television show, but a case. Here's the problematic part of his statement. "I think what we've had here is a little social concern in the NFL. The media has been desirous of a black quarterback to do well." That would be news to anyone in Chicago, reading every day about how much the Bears' Cordell Stewart stinks. Sure, there are plenty of racial issues to discuss in sports, but using them as a reason for the abilities or inabilities of athletes just rings all the wrong notes. After all, when ESPN hired Limbaugh, many said he'd be a lousy commentator because he didn't know anything about football. They didn't say he didn't know anything about football because he was white.
Bob Cook writes about sports online at Flack Magazine.